Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll start in baseball because we find out in about an hour and 50 minutes who wins the MVP award in the National League tonight. Juan Soto's a finalist. Bryce Harper's the favorite. Britt Ciroli of The Athletic, who you hear here on The Fan occasionally in the evenings, joins us now. Britt, is there any way Juan Soto can actually win this award?
I don't think so, which is unfortunate because Soto had such a great year. But guys, I think it comes down to a couple different things. One, Harper's got just a little bit better offensive stats. He led the league in slugging, doubles, OPS. Soto, of course, led the league in OBP. They both had batting averages over 300. But Harper and the Phillies were in it in September. They were a team that he largely carried on his back. And as much as people say that shouldn't matter, I think it still does when it's as close as these two guys are. I mean, it's a two-person race. Fernando Tatis Jr. Injuries, I think, really is going to make him a distant third. People say, oh, well, Soto only missed one game. Shouldn't that count for something? Yes. But are we going to penalize Bryce Harper for being hit in the face with a baseball? You know, I think this is going to be Bryce Harper's award to lose.
Yeah, I'm with you on all fronts there, Brett. CBA is interesting. Are they going to have a DH? I mean, waiting a really long time influences how teams are going to operate and who they're going to sign, et cetera. What are we hearing? What's the latest?
I think most people expect there's going to be a DH when they work out that new collective bargaining agreement. But guys, they could lock out, and everyone expects them, the owners, to lock out the players if they don't reach an agreement December 1st. So they're going to have a lot of time to hammer out these details with that new CBA because the sport is essentially going to be on ice while they figure out what's going on. So I do think you're going to see a lot of rule changes. I think you might see a change to how payroll is handled, certainly how arbitration is handled. A guy like Juan Soto is a good example of maybe we should be paying these players earlier. There's going to be a lot of changes to come. It's going to be a very tumultuous offseason, to say the least.
Lockout, scary word, right? But as long as it's during the offseason and doesn't linger, I got no problem with that. We're not talking about missing playing time, pushing back spring training, anything like that, are we?
No, the early thought, especially in Carlsbad at the GM meetings, a lot of people seem to think that you're not going to miss any time. I think, guys, and I really hope that both of these sides, coming off of a 60-game shortened season last year, coming off of losing revenue, losing payroll, losing some fan interest to some degree that they're still trying to get back, I would hope that they're smart enough to know that they can't have any kind of disruption again when it comes to the actual schedule. So I would hope by February, you know, this is all worked out. And what might be nice is baseball's offseason is usually so boring, like a long, slow drip. We might see more of the NFL, NHL style where it's just a blitz of all these signings and it's kind of really fun and entertaining.
Britt, what's the Nationals' plan?
I don't know if they have one.
I know.
Mike Rizzo told me last week that the owners really wanted to wait. The learners really wanted to wait until after the new CBA before they spent big and kind of figured out their plan. And I don't think they're alone in that category. I think a lot of people are expecting some changes to the CBA and they're going to adapt from there.
Britt, good info. It's been enjoyable listening to you and Ben in the evenings. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Britt.
Be well. There's Britt Ciroli of The Athletic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.